good is the goal. It was tempting to write about great teams or amazing teams. After all, who doesn't want an amazing team? By comparison, good seems apologetic. But think about this for a minute. If you had good health, a good relationship, a good living, a good home, good friends, good neighbors, a good education, good parents, and good kids, your good life would be amazing, right? Who sold us the bill of goods that good isn't good enough? As a mother of three, I suspect that much of the anxiety, depression, and isolation that plagues our kids stems from the fact that we dangle our amazing moments in front of everyone on social media and keep the ho-hum and oh-crap moments to ourselves. Nobody can live up to amazing day in and day out. A good team doesn't worry too much about being amazing. Instead, they show up every day, or almost every day, and do the work without fail, or nearly without fail. Life happens. So does failure. The point is that a good team isn't perfect. It's good. And that's what's so good about it. People on a good team know their purpose. They trust each other. They know how to solve challenges together. A good team can remain good for a long, long time and bring great joy and satisfaction to all the people it touches. It can deal with breakdowns and recover. And when it's called upon to be great, it can rise to the challenge. When our son came home from his first corporate job, he complained that the workplace was full of competing problem-solving processes. It was confusing for people, he said.
You guys should really publish an article and explain the differences.
Blair and I were flattered that our son thought us capable of eliminating the confusion. But we do love a challenge. As a team leader, if you understand the differences between these methods, you won't get caught in the crosshairs of different teams using different problem-solving approaches. So here's our attempt. The following expert process models are tailor-made for the work they support. Before you adopt one, just be sure it's a fit for the work you do. Design thinking. Primary users. Those designing a product or service. Desired outcome. A tested prototype of a product or service that truly meets a user need. Thinking skills. Clarify and develop. Design thinking is a problem-solving process that puts the end user at the center of every stage. So designers who want to build a better mousetrap don't just study mousetraps, they study homeowners trying to get rid of mice. They take time to observe the behaviors and frustrations of the people who will ultimately use the product or service they create in order to clarify what a better mousetrap truly needs to be. Then they come up with an idea, informed by customer data. Before they mass-produce the idea, designers make a prototype and ask for user feedback to get it right. The process is iterative, not linear, and is centered on improving through feedback and data. Design thinking was popularized by the IDEO Design Company and the Stanford D School, which have spread its teachings far beyond the design world. Today, people in all kinds of endeavors use design thinking to clarify customer needs and get customer feedback early and often in the problem-solving process.